I've got a real AS for you. All right. How about ASU frame mogging Giga Chad, who at this point we now know will never be dethroned? Have you guys seen this? I couldn't believe it. 500 911s for the looks maxing community. Oh. Oh man, that's rough. Cortisol overdose. There's no coming back. I've replayed this like 100 times. It's already 9 million views, man. It's getting up there. I love the music overlay. Turn on the TV, any channel. Wow, I wish I wasn't living through historic times right now. Let the lesson be, okay? Let the lesson be, please. Stop with the wigs. Thank you, love. Stop with the wigs, okay? Wigs should be for cancer patients and for black women who are trying out some shit that would take like 3 or 4 years of dedicated hair care to achieve. You know, that's it's a it's the there's it's there's there are demographics for whom this is a viable route. But if you're just a guy and you're just trying to get like 2 inches of wavy hair, just let it go, man. Let it go. Oh, drag culture, yeah. Freedom wigs for anyone who wants wigs. Now, if you're wearing a hat wig to cover up the fact that you're balding at like 25, there's just it, the I'm sorry, but the optics on this, or the not even the optics, I guess, but like the spiritual weight of the wig on your head, your crown chakra is buried. Normalize people that actually go bald, it's perfectly fine. That's what I'm saying. If you go back to like photos from the 70s and 80s and stuff, there were lots of guys who were balding and they just let themselves bald and they looked normal. But now you never ever see a guy balding because they're always doing something about it. Not gonna lie, I'd kill myself if I started balding. Why? I genuinely don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, the problem here is that he has this awkward, ugly, close crew cut so that he can wear the hair wig over it. You know? I really don't think it's that serious. Balding people need to scalp max? That's true. Okay, Vosh, shave your head, no big deal. I did shave my head. I shaved my head in high school just to see if I could. And I could, and it was fine. It's no big. I've got like 2 inches of hair. Vosh against gender affirming care for men. I don't know. It's more like I would never tell women they have to shave their armpits. Not because I don't think that can look cute, but it's like a pretty unfair standard. Like if there were a bunch of okay, I'm trying to imagine if there were women who were wearing like bald patches on their armpits. You know what I mean? And then you had a bunch of messy bitches running around tearing each other's armpit pat bald patches off, revealing they actually had hair there. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's so silly. Smells like burning toast at the moment. It really, really does. He's not even balding. Well, he's got a receding hairline. This is what people see when they look at me. This is what people imagine when they see that I have a what do they call it? I forget what this is called. Come on, the Vegeta thing. Yeah. What widow's peak? Thank you. It's what they see when they see the widow's peak. They're like, damn, his hairline's racing backwards as if it hasn't looked like this since day one. I was born with a full head of hair, motherfucker. My 96-year-old grandpa. has a full head of hair. I'm sorry. Listen, maybe I'm going to have like congenital heart disease or something. This is not the angle. This is not my Achilles heel. God, going to give you shit knees or something? My 96-year-old grandpa still cycles too. Look, I've got a shit back. Isn't that enough? Haven't I suffered enough? River, what are you doing? Why are you standing there? What are you doing? Ridiculous. Is this your granddad on your mom's side? Yup.